Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Alan Irwin commentating on Everton at the weekend. And look, have they gone as low as they can go, Al? Or did you see any glimmers of a resurgence there?
Oh dear, the only consolation was it was the early kickoff, Steve, and you had the rest of the weekend to recover, I suppose, and regather thoughts. Yeah, it's not looking good, is it? I did feel as though when Everton went a goal in front, that would give them a bit of confidence and a bit of impetus that they've been lacking of late. But there doesn't seem any cohesiveness amongst the side. They don't seem to have a sort of work plan, and you know, the work ethic might be not what Ronald Koeman is wanting, but they don't seem to have a formula and an understanding on the pitch at the moment. So it's something that Mr. Koeman's got to address sooner rather than later. I mean, he's coming out afterwards and he's saying exactly what the fans are seeing. You know, he's saying that they're not getting to second balls, that they're a bit too weak as a team. I think he said they were too passive, and they have difficulties against teams like this who play with a bit more aggression. Well, I'm afraid it's time for him to actually put right exactly what he's been seeing week in, week out. So whether there's something between him and the players that isn't getting across, you know, it certainly appears that way at the moment, doesn't it? So two very difficult games to come for Everton to try and address these issues.
Well, he's going to be given time, and he'll be given money in January. But let's face it, he's got to do better with the resources that he's got at this moment in time.
Yeah, and this is where, you know, many of the fans are calling into question the players and their responsibility. You know, a lot of these players may well feel that they're not going to be around at Goodison come, not necessarily January, but next summer. Now, you can look at this one of two ways, that they're not playing for the manager because they haven't got the belief that he believes in them and they're going to remain at Goodison. Or they should be playing their damnedest to ensure they have a future, not just at Everton, but elsewhere, if somebody wants to actually take them away from the football clubs. So something's amiss somewhere, isn't it, Steve?
His selection decisions seem to be under the microscope. James McCarthy started the game. Ross Barkley was left on the bench. Aaron Lennon was left waiting on the bench until the 83rd minute of the game. So there's an attacker that might have done something.
Well, I don't know. Aaron Lennon's not exactly, you know, been massive for Everton. Excuse the pun. You know, over the course of the past sort of 6 months, really, I don't think he's delivered a great deal. I could possibly understand his team selection in the fact that McCarthy came in. They were going to try and battle it out in midfield and try and give us as much as Watford gave them in terms of that sort of midfield area. But it didn't pan out that way. And Ross Barkley, you know, was left on the bench for a while, wasn't he? Came on in the second half, but by that time you're chasing the game. Questions have got to be asked about, you know, Everton's defensiveness at the moment, given the fact that the way they're conceding goals, they're not stopping crosses to begin with, Steve, which is, you know, one of the basics of football. So that's an area that's got to be addressed. They've left Jagielka out again for Funes Mori. It doesn't seem to have made any noticeable discerning difference, really. A couple of the goals, I think any football manager would be disappointed about conceding them.
Here's a headline in the Mirror. Fans turn on Koeman as infuriating Toffees leave fight back too late. Have the fans turned on Ronald Koeman in any way?
I don't think they've turned on him. I think they're finding it difficult at the moment to understand why he's not getting the best out of this set of players. We know, everybody knows, he's got to make changes over the course of the next transfer window, but that's not that easy, is it? And I think fans are very much, you know, prepared to give him a couple of transfer windows before they can put any real pressure on Koeman. Let's face it, they're still in the top half of the table at the moment, Steve. It's not an absolute disaster. A lot of clubs go through difficult runs during the season at one stage or another, but you know, this is one that's been a bit prolonged for Everton at the moment against some teams, certainly, that they should have got the better of, and now they're coming into a series of fixtures where they're going to find it even more difficult. It might be a good thing, Steve. It might be something that just does, you know, bring the best out of them in terms of what's required at the moment. And that's a bit of fighting spirit, a bit of heart. Everton are lacking that at the moment, and that's what the fans aren't happy about more than anything, I would say. You know, if Evertonians want to see players deliver their absolute utmost for the football club, and they're just getting the impression at the moment that a number of those on the pitch aren't exactly giving their all, and that's what will disappoint the Evertonians.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.